Paul Ramo broadcasting from the Stevens County Fair here in Morris. Actually, our last broadcast of the fair has been a tremendous county fair here in Morris. Been here since Wednesday, and it's been a lot of fun. A lot of people here just enjoying themselves at the county fair. And joining me is Steve Stork of the Stevens County Fair Board, vice chair of the fair board. And Steve, pretty successful county fair.
Yes, it has been, Paul, and great weather. That always helps every county fair, whether it be us or somebody else. But whenever you can have weather like we've had the last six days here now, no rain, it was a little sprinkly on one day, on I think it was Thursday night. Didn't amount to anything, but, you know, it kind of threatened some people coming from a long distance, say, hey, we'll go Friday night. And Friday night was actually busier than Thursday, and normally Thursday is our busy night, but last night and Friday night were just awesome here.
Yeah, the temperature was just perfect for me. I don't even break out in a sweat. Usually I'm sweating at county fairs.
Yeah, that's right. You never know. Yep. And last night, I hate to say it, but we actually had to turn people away from the, we had the PRCA rodeo here. We were full in the grandstand, and there was a number of them that were disappointed because they weren't able to get into the grandstand. But we'll probably bring them back again next year, and, you know, buy your tickets online, get here early, that'll help.
That's right. Well, that's a good problem to have.
That's right. You know, we'll try to solve it with as many bleachers as we can, but we did have additional seating in there for probably about 500 people to our normal with big bleachers, and added a few small ones. But, you know, you only can have so much room around the, you know, arena there for the horses. They got to get in and out, and safety and all that type of stuff.
Yeah. Well, when the fire marshal said that's it, right?
That's right. It's like, you guys are full, cut them off, and that's what we did.
All right. Talk about the fair, some great crowds. How's the attendance at the Stevens County Fair?
Well, it's one thing, you know, we just look, and that's, you know, we compare ourselves to other county fairs with the free gate. Yeah, I'd love somebody to be able to tell me how we can count all the people that are here. But, you know, we compare ourselves to what counties that we do know count, how many people come to the fair, and it's been awesome. And we kind of go back to the garbage, the water usage, and what the food vendors tell us. You know, if they run out of product, I know, talk to the wrestlers down there, and they upped their number of pounds of potatoes that they got for this year. And I think it was Friday night, they were debating whether or not they had to go about 100 miles to get the potatoes.
Oh, wow.
And whether or not they make that trip, or if they run out at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And I do not know if they went and got more or not. But I mean, you know, when you hear that from the food vendors, it's like, I've sold more than I have last year. Last year was a record year. So we're right up there with 2021, and we're glad to see everybody that's come out here, and it makes it enjoyable for us as a fair board to know that we're producing something that people want to see, and they come out, and of course all our free entertainment, we've got some of that going on yet today. We've got at 4 o'clock we've got Group Expendor, which is actually a Spanish band that will be performing out here. We've got the All-Star Stunt Dogs, be putting on two more shows yet this afternoon. We've got Freddie Justice, who is a hypnotist. And of course, we got Strongman. He's been here for about 2 days now. He'll lift, like, put a bunch of kids on a bench, lift them, and he's lifting about 750 pounds. More than you and I together would even be able to attempt, Paul. But, and then, of course, we can't forget the Heartland Motors Demolition Derby. They'll start at 6 o'clock tonight. They'll put tickets will go on sale here very shortly at the grandstand, or you can still buy them online, you know, just walk on through.
Yep, that's always a big event, the Demolition Derby. What time's the Demolition Derby start again?
Starts at 6 o'clock tonight. I have not been out into the pit area here this afternoon, been busy doing some other stuff, so I don't know what they've got out there for cars, but we're paying $2,000 to win for, I think it's a large car and small car, and then we've got a youth class where it's $1,500 to win. So trying to get the youth involved in it, I think it's a 14 to 17, got a chance for $1,500.
You mentioned the free entertainment here. I caught a number of shows during the fair. I just got to give a shout out to the dog show that's right outside the Lee Center here. Those dogs are amazing how high they can jump. And then yesterday I sat in on a Sherwin and Pam Litton show in the Stork Banjel. And is that named after you or your family? Or?
It's actually named after my family. Both my dad and my grandpa were both chairmen of the Stevens County Fair many years ago. And that's where it reverts back to is, you know, family thing.
Yep. Sherwin Linton said he was 83 years young yesterday, and he's still going strong, and boy, he really draws a crowd.
Yes, so Sherwin asked about coming back. We've got to throw that before the board and find out, but he would like to come back next year for our 150th annual Stevens County Fair. 150 years next year, our anniversary for that. Also down there in the free stage, we had from Branson, Missouri, was Mike Walker, who was an impressionist. And a lot of people say, hey, you got to bring Mike back. It was an awesome show. And we try to bring good entertainment here to the Stevens County Fair, and it's free. A lot of places you're paying for that entertainment, where here it's the free gate, it's the free parking, and you come and enjoy yourself. And I see people sitting on the bench, and you headed home. Yeah, we'll be out of here in about 10 minutes. And I go back, we'll buy an hour and a half later. They're still there talking and, you know, enjoying, and it's already 10:30 at night.
Well, Steve, I want to thank you for always being available for us here to talk on the radio and stopping by our Q92 booth here in the Lee Center. It's been a really fun fair.
Yes, thank you guys for coming up. I never did see Maynard. I don't know if he was afraid to come back into the county here, but you know, if Maynard, if you're listening, you know.
Well, he's got people are leaving him.
People are leaving him notes here at the table. Say hi to Maynard for me.
Yep, there you go. So he needs to get up here next year and, you know, see some of his old friends at his old stopping ground from years ago.
Yeah, he used to work at the Morris radio station here for many years. And Meyer in the morning, he worked the morning shift.
That's correct, Paul.
A lot of people remember him from that.
Yep, that's right. You know, and I run across him every once in a while at one of the county fairs as I go around. But once again, I'd like to thank Q92 for being up here and being part of the Stevens County Fair.
All right. Steve, we're going to end our broadcast here with what kind of fair food have you had today, and what's your favorite? You got a new favorite?
There is a lot of things here on the grounds, and I've been to the tri-tip, I've been to the pork chops, I've been to the french fries way too many times. Sweet corn, I had more sweet corn this week than I had in a long time, and you know, I haven't made it to the Dairy Queen booth yet.
Okay.
I was down and had some cheese curds down at the carnival area, so, you know, try to get around. We've got the gymnastics out here with chicken legs, and we've got pizza out here, Mexican, we've got Chinese, so you still got time. We really don't shut the fair down until about 9 o'clock, I believe, the food vendors start closing up. Okay. We release our hogs, will be released at 6:15, 7 o'clock, we go to the livestock, the rest of the general livestock. I believe it's 7 o'clock here or 7:30 that we release on the exhibit building up here at the Lee Center.
Okay. All right, real good, Steve. I've been here since Wednesday, too. You've been here longer than that, but I've had the Mexican soft-shell tacos and the nachos. That was great. My favorite, though, is the sweet corn ice cream that your son's booth have, and that's amazing.
That's correct, and like I told you, Paul, when we were talking about it earlier, the last couple of days, it's, you know, that first bite is, it's just vanilla ice cream, and then all of a sudden, that sweet corn taste comes back to you, and you just taste that, and it's like, boy, this smells or tastes like sweet corn.
Yep. And I just finished one right in front of you here, so.
Yep, your empty dishes, but the spoon's in it, sitting right there.
All right, thanks again, Steve.
Yes, thank you very much, Paul, and thanks to Q92.
That's Steve Stork, Vice Chair of the Stevens County Fair Board, and that'll wrap up our broadcast here from the Stevens County Fair. And next week, this coming week, we'll be in Appleton at the Swift County Fair, and that's always an outstanding fair as well.